everyone. This is Ashley Burnett of Strong Body Love, and I am so glad that you are here today on this call. So first off, I just want to thank you for being here, and I want you to just take a moment to thank yourself for being here. So before I start any of my programs, I really think it's important to just honor yourself for showing up, because that's a first big step, right? For you to actually say, you know what, I'm going to do something, and I'm going to take action, and I am going to do something that's going to better myself long term. So what I'd love for you to do is find a comfortable seat, close your eyes. We're going to just check it in for a minute. Take a deep breath and acknowledge yourself for taking the time out for yourself to reconnect to your body. So take a couple deep breaths in and out. And just get yourself centered. A couple deep more breaths in and out. This is a really powerful time for you to be able to give yourself a gift like this. And next, what I'd love for you to do is slowly open your eyes and get out a piece of paper and a pen. So make sure you have something to take notes with right now, because you're going to need this throughout our call. I'm going to give you a lot of tips and tricks on this call to be successful with your cleanse, and just let you know how I think is the best way to kind of go about prepping so that you don't end up, you know, slipping up and letting the whole thing go to waste. So first off, the most important thing I find for lasting change to happen and transformation to happen is to get clear with why you want to do this and to set your intention. Setting your intention for what you want to get out of this cleanse is going to allow you to actually help it to manifest and take, you know, end up happening. So setting your goals for this cleanse is key. So what is it that you want to get out of this cleanse? What do you want to accomplish, and why do you want to accomplish that? So I want you to take a couple of minutes, and we're going to do a little writing exercise, and I'm going to kind of walk you through this real quick. This is huge. This is a really important piece of what we're going to be doing here, and it's pretty much how I start off with any of my clients. So you're getting some one-on-one laser coaching right now. So first off, yeah, what do you want? What is it that you want? And why did you show up here? Why did you sign up for this? So we're going to do just some quick jot downs. And then at the end of this call, when you're done listening to this, you can kind of elaborate on some of these questions. And what will having that do for you? So when you get what you want, what will having that do for you? So if it's, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds on this cleanse, what will losing 10 pounds do for you? What is that going to free up for you in your life? Maybe it's, you know, you're a working mom of a couple of kids, and by giving yourself this gift and by, you know, shedding a couple of pounds, you're able to feel lighter in your body and you'll be able to keep up with them more. You won't feel as sluggish. So just get really clear for yourself. And then getting even more specific, what will you see, hear, and feel when you're in that state? How will you know when you have it? What are you going to feel in your body? And what would I maybe see from looking from the outside? What's different? And lastly, who might be affected positively if you followed through with this? So, you know, what's the consequence to you and all the other people who are closest to you if you were to follow through with this? So I'm going to move on, but I think if you would like to elaborate on the end of this call on that, it would be great for you to kind of free write a little bit and get even more clear for yourself. I really feel like this is the most important piece of the entire thing. And get really realistic, you know. If, you know, losing 30 pounds on a 8-week or 8-day cleanse is not realistic, right? Maybe if you were doing the master cleanse, but I would probably think you were crazy if you were doing that. You know, this is a whole foods-based gentle cleanse. So what is realistic for you on this program and getting clear with that? Keeping with this writing idea, I think that keeping a food journal and writing throughout your cleanse is key. It's totally important for you to check in with yourself and see how you're feeling throughout the program. So you can kind of do this food journal thing one of two ways. You could do a free writing where you check in every night at the end of the day, and you just kind of free write a little bit about how the cleanse went for you that day, what notices that you, or what changes you've noticed in the body, and that kind of thing. Or you could track it every meal, and some of you type A peeps, which I'm not you, but some of you type A peeps might want to do it this way. I totally get that. You could even set up a spreadsheet for yourself, and after every meal, you could do a breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then write how you feel after 15 minutes and how you feel after an hour. And that way, you can really notice what foods are affecting your body. And especially towards the end of this program, the way that this program is laid out is that technically you'll be cleansing for a 14-day period because there's 3 days of pre-cleansing and 3 days of post-cleansing. So you can use this program as an elimination diet, which is huge. So being able to then when you add back in some foods that we have cut out through this program, you can check in and see how your body's reacting to gluten or to dairy. So using this as an elimination diet by food journaling, I think, will be really helpful. Also, getting conscious about how you're eating and slowing down and eating mindfully is going to help you in many ways. For one thing, it's just going to help you get more connected to your food. And for another thing, it's going to help with your portion control, too. You know, I don't tell people what portion sizes to eat just because everybody is different, right? We all have different body types. We all have different stomach sizes. We don't have the same makeup. So for me to tell you to eat a certain amount and for me to tell someone else a certain amount, you know, that person might feel completely hungry. So how do you know when you're full then? Eating slowly, eating mindfully, making sure that you're not wolfing down your food because it really does take that 10-minute period to kind of catch up with yourself that you're full. So if you can eat slowly and mindfully, it's going to help you to, you know, figure out your portion control as well. So you guys are definitely in the right place today if you're looking to lose some weight, increase your energy levels, and get clear with your mental space. Get clear glowing skin, boost your immune system, enhance your digestive function, improve your sinuses or allergies, reduce PMS, and even prepare for a healthy pregnancy. Also, balancing out moods and alleviating joint pain or headaches. These are all great reasons to be here today. And now I'd really love to talk a little bit about why we're doing this anyway. Well, so here's the deal. You know, we're bombarded by toxins every day in the food that we eat, the air that we breathe, the water we drink, and let alone just kind of the stresses of everyday living. When we're super stressed out, it basically, those stresses and those cortisol levels raise up and make it that much more difficult for our body to process and release toxins. So they end up getting stuck in the body. Same thing with your body accumulating all these toxins. When we're in overload, our body can't release them as well. And so it's the idea of looking at your body like a car, right? You take your car to get in for an oil change every couple of months, right? You know, we're always taking care of our sweet ride. And what happens to that car if you don't take it in? Starts running slowly, not as efficiently, and eventually, if you don't take it in ever, it's going to break down, right? And this is the same idea for us to cleanse. We want to make sure that we can take our most important high-powered machine in for some good cleansing a couple of times a year. And this is going to just allow us to release the toxins, give our liver and our different organs that process these toxins a break, and to allow our system to run that much more efficiently moving forward. So it's really important for us to do these kind of detox programs a couple times a year. So let's now go through the cleanse layout a little bit. So how this program is laid out is that you're going to have your 8 cleanse days, and then you've got 3 days of prep and 3 days of post-cleansing. And how that works is that throughout the entire program, these pre and post periods included, you're going to cut out the 6 to skip, which are gluten, sugar, dairy, alcohol, caffeine, and processed foods. And I know y'all are freaking out now because I just said caffeine, didn't I? but here's the deal. My cousin Rachel just recently did this cleanse program. She absolutely freaked out that I had mentioned that she was going to have to cut out coffee. And she was definitely, I think, a 2-cup-a-dayer every morning religiously, and she was really scared to cut it out. Anyway, she decided to go for it and try it out for this program, and she has been off of coffee now for 4 months. She has more energy than she did starting the program, and she actually lost 10 pounds and is now fitting into her skinny jeans. So yeah, pretty awesome. You know, similarly, to give you a little background about myself, I'm originally from the Midwest. I struggled with my weight a lot in college, gained the freshman 30. That was real fun. Had cystic acne on my face, severe anxiety, and just was not feeling good in my early adult life. I ended up moving out here to beautiful SF, San Francisco, and I just really started to check it in with myself. I knew something had to change and that I really needed to start learning more about what I was putting into my body and how that was making my body feel. And so I started working with mentors and getting support around that, and the weight started to come off. Similarly, but oddly enough, as I was getting healthier, I was then hit with hereditary gallbladder disease at age 28. Her mother all had this, and so I was predisposed to that. But I basically had 7 severe gallbladder attacks that first year, and I decided on the table in the hospital when I was going to get my gallbladder removed. I had a change of heart at the last minute. Thought, wow, I'm so into this health and wellness stuff. I probably should try and heal myself naturally. Got up off the table and never looked back. And I healed it naturally and have not had an attack in 3 years. So I'm a true testament that we really can change ourselves. I don't have anxiety problems anymore. I have lost, all of my college baby weight, and I feel I have more energy than I did in high school. So, healthy eating, healthy living is totally possible and is totally empowering. And the reason I started telling you that story anyway was because when the biggest culprit of my gallbladder attacks was coffee and caffeine. And boy, was that a sad day when I realized that. But I want to just let you know that the way that drugs work, and I'm pretty sure people know, but right, coffee, sugar, alcohol, and obviously other drugs out there, is that when you start doing more of it, you want more, right? And when you cut it out, you don't even want it that much. Nicotine, any of that stuff. So same thing with coffee. Now I don't crave coffee at all. I drink warm water with lemon every morning, and I love it. Maybe once a month, at that time of the month, I might crave a little decaf cappuccino, and I let myself go have that, and that's cool. And that's how it works with drugs. Same with sugar. And I'm telling you people, sugar is a drug, big time a drug, and it's causing the majority of health issues in the nation and around the world today. So we are going to cut these things out, but we're going to focus on what we can have rather than what we can't have, which is a lot of stuff. And if you're telling me right now, oh, man, there's no way I can do this cleanse if I have to cut that stuff out. If there's something that's like, nope, can't do that, then this is my suggestion. Try to cut it out a little bit. Try to crowd out that coffee with a cup of warm water with lemon in the morning, because we're going to be drinking that every morning. And I know you guys are like, ew, that's gross. I'm telling you, as soon as you start to drink it, you are going to love it after a few days. And it's a super detoxifier for the liver. So it's really, really, really great for cleaning up and detoxifying the liver. So once you get into that habit, basically that's what we're doing. We're creating new healthy habits and focusing on what we can have. So this program is chock full of healthy snack, beverage, and dessert recipes on top of super delicious whole foods-based recipes. So you're not going to go hungry, I can tell you that much. Actually, most of the people that have done this cleanse have just been wowed at the fact that they've still lost weight, but they were not hungry at all on the cleanse. So that's what's pretty awesome about this program. So you've got those pre and post periods of cutting out the 6 to skip, but you can still kind of eat anything else on top of that. During the program, how it's mapped out is the first 4 days is vegan based, and the last 4 days we add back in some wild caught fish, organic soy, and eggs and organic chicken at the very end. And the reason I do this is to give people options to make this a long-term thing. You know, I think being able to bring back in foods that most of us eat on a daily basis is going to allow us to keep going with these healthy habits long-term. Now, if you're a vegetarian, I do have vegetarian options for you. Basically, they're just substitutions for the things that are already in the cleanse. So I don't have different recipes, but I basically say, okay, you know, the day that we end up having that wild-caught fish, we're going to do, you know, some barbecued tofu instead, that kind of thing. So I've got those suggestions for you, and you can obviously switch it up if you'd like to. And that brings me into the next thing, which is make this cleanse your own, okay? This is your cleanse. This is just a suggested layout for you. And I want you to make sure that you feel like you have the freedom that if you don't like a certain recipe, if you don't like ingredients in the recipe, you can omit those, you can take it out, you don't have to cook that meal one day. Similarly, if you are a busy person that's doing a lot of traveling and you don't have a lot of time to cook, you can basically go to the Whole Foods and stick to the 6-to-skip and that kind of thing. So if you have to travel for a day, just make sure that you try and stick to the plan mostly, okay? All right, so, and also making sure that when you are buying the foods, when you're going out to purchase your food, you're really wanting to focus on getting some organic food, all right? I know that they cost a little bit more money, but really what we want to do here is we're detoxifying the body. So it doesn't make sense for us to be putting in more toxins because they are sprayed all over chemicals, all that kind of stuff are sprayed all over conventional foods. Even though we can't see them, they're there, right? So we want to make sure that we're, you know, omitting the toxins as much as we can. So buying organic is really going to help that process. If you live somewhere where you can get into a farmer's market, go there. That's even better. Local is the best. And a lot of times people won't be certified organic, but they won't spray. So make sure you talk to the vendors at the farmer's markets and ask them, you know, do you guys spray? A lot of them, most of them don't. They just aren't certified organic because that process is very lengthy and a big deal. So, and also a lot of these meals are going to, well, actually that brings me into the next section here, which are some major tips for you to stay, you know, very successful on this cleanse. So first off is soak your grains, all right? And why do we do this? Well, a lot of grains are covered with something called phytic acid. And this is basically a nutrient inhibitor. So it's not going to allow your body to absorb the nutrients in that food as well. So what you want to do is at least, at the very least, rinse your grains off, at the very least. But if you can soak them overnight, that's ideal. If you can even soak them for 30 minutes, it's better than nothing, all right? So I would highly recommend doing that and making sure that you get familiar with the cleanse packet, because if you do want to soak them overnight, then making sure you look at the packet and say, oh, okay, that day we're having oatmeal in the morning, so I need to soak these the night before. We're having quinoa later that day, so I need to soak these the night before. Making sure that you get familiar with that packet is going to really help that process for you. Also, we already talked about that this is your cleanse. Feel free to change up recipes if you would like to. So, again, if you don't like mushrooms, take them out. Add something else instead. So you're going to notice that some of these recipes are going to yield some big portion sizes. The reason I did this is because I want you to be able to have leftovers, and I want you to be able to move forward with this cleanse long term, okay? So if you do have recipes that are yielding a lot and you're like, there's no way I'm going to be able to eat all this stuff, then freeze them in individual packets or, you know, in a little container or whatever. Pull it out at a later date and rock it out that way. And I'm telling you, this is going to just allow for you to move forward that much more quickly. Another thing with this is because some of the recipes do yield bigger portions, then if you have enough for the next day and you don't want to cook the next recipe, you can stretch this cleanse out, or you can just come back to experimenting with recipes down the road that you didn't get to on the cleanse. So don't feel like you have to cook every meal on the cleanse also. This is going to be helpful for you to just make it your own program, okay? Also, I highly recommend that, you know, people, there's recipes for almond milk in here, and I know people are kind of like, man, I'm not going to make my own homemade almond milk. I'm telling you, compared to the store-bought stuff, I would highly recommend experimenting with this. It's super easy. If you have a nice high-powered blender, which, by the way, if you're looking for a decent blender, what I would do is go to my site and check out my blender options. So I'm currently in transition of moving from Thule to Health to Strong Body Love. So depending on when you're listening to this recording, you could either go to www.tulitahealth.com or www.strongbodylove.com and check out my store section or my shop section. And I offer blenders. I'm an affiliate for BlendTech. This company is amazing. I fully believe in them. Their competitor is Vitamix, so you probably heard of Vitamix, but it's a super high-powered blender, really great, really, really great product. And I basically believe in the product so much that I sell it for them on my site. So get onto the site. And if you want to do some shop and compare on pricing, I'm happy to beat any price that you find for the BlendTech by $15. So if that's the case, then feel free to email me at ashley@tulitahealth.com or ashley@strongbodylove.com and let me know, and I'm happy to send you a reimbursable check for that, okay? But if you've got your blender, your heavy-duty blender, basic blenders will probably work okay. But I love these heavy-duty blenders for the smoothies, and this thing is going to last you forever. So it's a really great product. But anyway, homemade almond milk, amazing. I'm telling you guys, it is so awesome. So much better than the store-bought stuff. If you are going to buy the store-bought stuff, I highly recommend buying the stuff that's in the refrigerated section rather than the ones that are in the Tetra packs that are, you know, sitting on the shelves for 2 years, okay? Just you never know what's in those in that stuff. And I would just go more natural, and more natural obviously is the better, right? So if you are going to experiment with making your own homemade almond milk, I do have a video on my website, and also I would recommend buying a nut milk bag, okay? And you can find those either on my site or on Amazon.com as well. And that's just going to allow you to make that almond milk in about 3 minutes. I'm telling you, it's easy if you do it that way. And we talked about the elimination diet. So if you're curious that you might have a wheat allergy or you might have a dairy insensitivity, you would really want to stick to cutting those things out religiously for 2 weeks. All right. You know, if you slip up in this process, please don't beat yourself up. But if you're wanting to use this as an elimination project, project, you could say, elimination diet, I would really stick to making sure you cut those things out religiously for at least 2 weeks. That way, when you do add them back in, you're going to see if you have a reaction or not to that food item, okay? But again, going back to if you slip up, please be gentle on yourself. I really am not a big advocate for feeling guilty. This just causes us to rebel more, right? So if we can get really curious about why maybe we decided to go have that glass of wine or two, or why we ended up, you know, having that cookie when we were on the cleanse, that is a more compassionate approach than, oh my God, I suck. I totally messed up on this cleanse. I'm never going to get this right. I'm never going to complete this. Forget it. I'm done. Right? Rather than, okay, checking it into my food journal. Well, so I had a cookie today, and I noticed that actually I was feeling kind of sorry for myself because work was really tough, and I ended up eating a cookie because I was sad. And noticing those things, we're going to allow ourselves to kind of stop our patterning moving forward. We'll be able to notice those things before we do it and probably can make a different choice or a better choice the next time. All right. So this is a learning process too. For you coffee drinkers, if you are freaking out on me still, I would highly recommend looking into the herbal coffee product that I have on the healthy beverages section. And the product is called Inca. And this was a lifesaver for me when I was cutting out coffee too, because I really did love that earthy flavor of something, and I still wanted that. So you could, especially at the pre-program, you could check it in for yourself and really do use that as, okay, I'm going to do half a cup of coffee today and half a cup of Inca. And that's going to allow you to kind of wean off that that coffee. Now, if you're using this as an elimination diet and you're really going to be strict with yourself about it, I would not use the Inca just because it does have trace amounts of gluten in it, okay, because of the barley and rye. So just be aware of that. There is some gluten in those grains. So it's not completely gluten-free, but I do offer that as a, you know, an alternative for people that are really kind of freaking out. And if that's going to take you away from not doing this cleanse, then, you know, please try the Inca. And if that, you know, or if this is going to take you away from doing the cleanse, even cutting out coffee at all, again, you know, maybe you cut it down to one cup a day or one cup every other day or whatever. But I challenge you to try it without. I'm challenging you to try it without. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about physical activity during this cleanse. You know, the first couple of days, you may experience mild detox symptoms. It's not going to be extreme. But you may feel on days, I would say, 3 or 4. Usually the first couple of days, your body isn't quite caught up yet. And by day 3, 4, you might experience a mild headache, a little fatigue, you know, stuff like that. Nothing severe probably is going to happen, and that's why it's so important to use that, really be diligent about those pre- and post-cleanse periods and making sure that you're going to prep the body. I would also recommend, you know, if you're listening to this call, you know, totally cool, just go right into it. But if you end up prepping yourself with a little bit more time beforehand, cutting out the 6 to skip before we go straight into the cleanse, you're going to notice that it'll be a more gentle transition for you. But whenever you start it, just be aware. Days 3, 4 could be that you're experiencing a little bit of fatigue and that kind of stuff. And you know what? It's totally normal. This is your body releasing the toxins, okay? This is the start of that process for you. And so, you know, really, really getting into that and making sure that you're aware of that. I would just not advise you to overly exert yourself during that time, okay? So I would say for the first 4 days of the cleanse, I would be really gentle, and I would, do some nice walks, maybe a really mild yoga class, that kind of stuff, some nice stretching at home, that kind of stuff. I would not go crazy with trying to work out too much, okay? You know your body better than I do, so you can be the decider of that, but that's my recommendation. On the second part of the cleanse, you know, probably by day five, you're starting to turn around and you're feeling amazing, okay? And you're going to start just getting so much more energy. So when you're starting to feel that way, then rock it out. Go out there, go for that run, you know, go for that climb, whatever you're going to do. But really do incorporate some physical activity into your days throughout this cleanse. It's, you know, sweating and moving the body helps with circulation and helps with the detoxifying process. So incorporating that is going to be huge for you. And, you know, looking at this list, I know it could feel a little daunting for yourself. Wow, there's a lot of food on here. So what I suggest is taking 20 minutes this weekend to really prepare. Go through the list. You don't have to buy everything on this list, especially if you already have stuff at your at-home pantry, right? Similarly, if there's, you know, spices and things that you feel like you could do without and you just want to omit, totally cool. If there's ingredients in the salad, I add all this stuff in for variety. But if you want to go through the packet and say, you know what, I really don't need, you know, sun-dried tomatoes, chickpeas, and olives in my salad, I'm just going to do the chickpeas and olives, totally fine. I kind of add all these things because I think they'll be great long-term, and you're not going to, you know, you might be going to the store and purchasing quite a few items at the beginning, but then you're prepped to go for the long haul, right? So you're kind of investing now and your return is going to be long-term, right? But again, buy what you can. You don't have to buy everything on this list, all right? But going back to that 20 minutes this weekend or whenever, you know, before you start the cleanse, make sure you're looking, take time to get familiar with this packet. Understand when you're going to have to soak your grains, what you want to modify. You know, there's a baked sweet potato recipe that we eat for breakfast one of the days. Cook it the night before so that, and you don't have to do anything. You just throw it in the oven, right? But if you're doing it the day that you're going to work in the morning and you've got 30 minutes, it's not going to work out. So you want to make sure that you know what you're doing. You're prepping yourself. And make sure that you're getting familiar with that packet. And this is just going to allow you to not have the option to cheat, right? If you eat all your, you know, if you have to eat some of your meals out because you don't have time, that's really okay. But just make sure that you stay close to the plan. Make sure you know when that's going to happen. And, you know, if it comes up, that's fine. And you need to run over to Whole Foods or wherever, you know, whatever kind of healthy option you have in the area that you live in, that's totally cool. But just get prepared. And what I would do right now, actually, right when you get off of this call, but, you know, if you want to go grab your planner right now, schedule it in right after we get off this call. When is your 20-minute prep session this weekend to look over that packet and really get that in now? And that's going to just allow you to be super successful on this cleanse. All right. So you guys can re-listen to this as well because there's a lot of great tips on here. And also, you, as part of this program, you will get a follow-up session with me, okay? So you're going to schedule the Strong Body Love Breakthrough session, and that's going to be a follow-up to this cleanse, okay? And that is just going to allow us to check it in, see how it went for you, and figure out how you want to move forward long-term with these new healthy habits, okay? So feel free to go book yourself in on my website for that session, and that's going to definitely get you going long-term with this. Because, you know, that's the thing. This is not a program. You're not going to practice this program or follow this program verbatim moving forward, right? But what we want to do, and this is the reason why I do Whole Foods programs regardless, the reason why I do this is because I want you to get this in and that some of these habits can soak in long-term for you. You'll have to keep cleansing throughout. It's not like you do one cleanse and you're done, right? I really suggest that you do a cleanse program 2 to 3 times a year. And like when I came back to that whole car thing, same deal as taking that car in for an oil change. So making sure that you can honor your body and its needs is key. But you guys are all down. You're going to rock this program out. And I am so happy for you with this. So keep going with it. And I hope that you guys enjoy it. And I know you're going to do this. And you're going to reboot your bod. It's great. All right, you guys, have a wonderful cleanse. And you know where to find me if you need any support. I'm happy to help. All right, take much care and enjoy the process. Okay, bye.